Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
Also.
Let us pray. Most High, Omnipotent, good Lord, grant your people grace to renounce gladly the vanities of this world, that following the way of Blessed Francis, we may for love of you delight in your whole creation with perfectness of joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and to anyone whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was 14 years old, I went to my first Christian camp. It was called Northfield, named after the boarding school in New England, where it was held. It was 1 week long, beginning on a Monday. There were people of all ages invited to this camp, from babies to the elderly. Every day, we would begin the day with worship, and we would hear someone, a new person every day, tell us about how God was acting in their lives. These talks were often very intimate and very moving. After the worship, we would gather in small groups that they called families. And in those groups, we would talk honestly about our lives, about our struggles, our hopes, our dreams. As a 14-year-old girl, I had never experienced this kind of honesty or love before. Not among so many people. I woke up on Wednesday overwhelmed by the beauty of this place and these people. And I didn't know how to hold it in, so I started to cry. I guess that's what adolescent girls do when they're overwhelmed. They just weep. Tears started pouring down my face, and I couldn't stop them. And it started early Wednesday morning, and I kept crying all day. It got really embarrassing. I mean, sobbing. People would ask me if I was okay. They would ask me what was wrong, and I couldn't tell them. I wept all day until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I ran out to the woods behind the camp by myself, hoping that maybe if I just got some time alone, I could pull it together, because I was looking like a fool. When you're a teenager, you don't like looking like a fool. I sat down under a tree. I don't know if it was all those tears that had produced endorphins, maybe. Or maybe I was just exhausted from all that crying. But I began to listen for the first time in my life. I listened and I could hear the wind moving through the leaves of the trees. And then I started to hear the birds. You know how they kind of chatter at each other? I began to be aware of the earth and the ground, how it was so full of life. It was holding me up. I started to notice my breathing and to pray with my breath. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I realized that there was beauty all around me, and that God was holding me. And I've never forgotten that. Almost 1,000 years ago, there was a young man living in Italy who was very wealthy. His father had tons of money. They lived an opulent, celebratory kind of life, and the young man liked to party. He was popular. He drank, told great jokes, and he wanted to be a knight. He wanted to defend his city from their adversaries. He was so excited about going to war. When he finally got in battle, he wasn't actually very good, so they captured him, and he was a prisoner for a year. But he came out even more boastful and hopeful, partied harder. And then he had a dream. And in the dream, he experienced the presence of God in Jesus. He woke up from that dream and everything was different for him. He didn't want any of his wealth. He went to his father and said, "Father, I don't want anything anymore. I don't want any of it." His father said, "You're crazy." His father was so convinced of his insanity that he brought Francis to the bishop. And in front of the bishop, his father said, "My son is certifiably insane. You got to lock him up till he gets his head on straight." And you know what Francis did? In front of the whole town, in front of the bishop, he took off all of his clothes, all of them, and he stood naked and said, "I don't want any of it. Take it all. I am just a child of God." The bishop was a wise man. He did two things that tell me he was wise. First, he put a robe on Francis. That was good. And then he said to his father, You have to let this man live free. Because this man truly loves God. So wearing a poor man's robe, Francis began to wander the streets. And he would see something. He would see the sun setting, and it was so beautiful that he would begin to weep. And he would go into a state of ecstasy, just overwhelmed by the beauty. He would see a flock of birds. You know how they lift up out of a tree sometimes in unison and fly away? He would see that in the middle of the day, and it would set him off. He would stand there weeping like a fool. He started to talk to the sun and the moon as if they were his friends. "Brother sun," he said, "sister moon," and the people thought he was crazy. He loved the animals. He saw them as expressions of God's creativity and imagination. Beautiful. Francis was rich. I think he really was. He was wealthy because he loved everything and thought of it all as belonging to God, and that he belonged to God, and that was all he needed. Francis was also free. He was free to let God run his life. And guess what? Almost 1,000 years later, who do we remember from that village? The only person we know, the only one whose life rang out like a bell through the centuries, is Francis. Because God knows how to make your life sing much better than you do. Francis was free in a way that I think that you and I long to be. Do you remember Adam and Eve after they ate the fruit? What was the first thing that they did? Do you remember? They put on clothes. They put on stuff. They began to think that they needed stuff to hold on to hide from God. And we today, we acquire all of this stuff as if it belongs to us and to no one else. The notion in and of itself is fallen. God wants us to learn to trust the way that Francis trusted, but it's so hard. We hide. We hide beneath worrying about all of our stuff and how is it going to be and how are we going to have enough money? And we don't believe that God will care for us. We don't believe it. So, the church this fall invites us to take one step closer. I know you're not ready to sell all your stuff, but maybe you don't need so many shoes, right? Maybe you could take one step closer. For years, my husband and I have been giving 10% of our income to the church. As soon as we make it, 10%. Joyful. But it doesn't end there. God pushes us further. And we know that we should be doing more. And yet we're scared. I'm still scared. The fear does not end. You know what Francis did? He went to this church that had been run down. He knelt down in prayer before the cross. And Jesus said to him, "Francis, rebuild my church. Francis, rebuild my church." So he went out and he began knocking on doors. And he said to them, "Just give me money for one stone, each of you, one stone." And some people slammed the door in his face, and some gave two. But he kept asking and pushing and asking. And they rebuilt that church. And that was just the beginning. This fall, we're going to ask you to write a rule of life. A rule of life is just a way of identifying your priorities. It is not complicated, and it does not make your life more complicated. It makes your life simpler. You see, there are four basic areas of importance in your life. There's your spiritual life, your physical body, your financial life and your stuff, and the life of your relationships with the people that you love. And these four things, like a cross, must be in balance. You may be a person who gives generously, but who is not caring for your body at all. Or you may be a person who is able to tell the people that you love them, and to be good to them, but yet you never take any time to tell that to God. Or just to spend time with God. Saint Francis said something very simple. Begin with what is necessary. Then do what is possible. And soon you will be doing the impossible. Begin with what is necessary. Then move to what is possible, and soon you will be doing the impossible. What if everyone in this church were able to give just a bit more? Think about the village that is around us, the halfway houses and the people that need our help. Think of what we could do just in our neighborhood. Simplify your life. One step at a time. Remember Francis standing there naked. You came into the world naked, and you're going to leave naked. None of this stuff matters. What matters is you and God. Trust that God will care for you, provide for you, just as he did for Francis. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for all those who are sick, lonely, hungry, or in pain. Comfort and give strength to all who suffer. I invite you to speak their names. Lord, in your mercy, bless this cathedral that we may serve you here in the heart of downtown Jacksonville. Lord, in your mercy, watch over the city that there may be an end to poverty and homelessness. Lord, in your mercy, bring peace to our broken world that there may be greater understanding among races and peoples. Lord, in your mercy, help us to care for the earth as your creation. Lord, in your mercy, we ask you to bless all who have died, to comfort those who mourn for them. I invite you to speak your name. We pray especially for Ted Ensminger, Ramona Fallbush, Jay Jabor, and Michael Swain.
Martha.
Lord, in your mercy, let us give thanks to God for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
For this beautiful day. Let us read together a prayer attributed to St. Francis. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so glad that you're here today. If you're new or if you're visiting, we have a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we will send you our e-newsletter. We also have some folks back by the baptismal font who can give you a tour and welcome you. We're so glad that you all are here today. Isn't it just beautiful today? I feel as if Francis has blessed us with finally some cool weather. We are going to have a free and beautiful organ recital this Friday night. Our own Tim Tuller is going to dazzle us. I've been sneaking in, hearing, and practicing. Quite amazing. Bring your friends, bring your family, Friday night at 7:30. And Tim has written a beautiful article about his rule of life that's in your bulletin jacket with you today. So I hope that you will get a chance to read that. As a way to give thanks for all of the gifts that we have been given, we are going to culminate our pledge drive by having a talent show. It's called St. John's Got Talent. Yeah. And we are looking for talent of all levels. So there's no excuse that you just don't think you have enough. There's going to be barbecue. It's going to be October 22nd. And we had a talent show a few years ago, and Gladys Knight and the Pips, who are our sextons, did an amazing performance, evidently, and they've agreed to do an encore. So I hope you guys will join us. That should be a lot of fun. At 9 o'clock this morning, we blessed a slew of animals. It was nuts, birds and lizards and cockatiels and dogs and cats. I want to thank Janet Bliss, who is a veterinarian and a member here, who brought people from the Humane Society and also brought a lot of great snacks for the pets. So thank you to everybody who helped with that. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have made us heirs of your kingdom and blessed us with the good inheritance promised to all your children. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, to defend you, within you, to keep you, before you, to lead you, beside you, to guard you, and above you, to bless you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Let us go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.